Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein. It is Thursday, March the 5th, 2026. Thank you so much for being here today. Recording from my car. Once again, I'm up in beautiful Bellingham, Washington, doing this show today. Happy to be here. You know, I was thinking about kind of what I wanted to talk about, and I had a guest that was on, Trish. And she does her own podcast on TMS stuff, and she has a lot of really great insights into this. She had done a post not long ago. She was talking about rock music, or being able to basically find anger within music. And I started thinking about an episode that I did several years ago that was all about hip-hop and being able to channel hip-hop music with your TMS work. One of the things that people will tell me is that they, you know, they want a journal, or they want to be able to feel and experience their anger. Because remember, and I've talked about this before, that there's a misconception about this whole feeling our feelings thing. Sometimes we may think that going to a rage room or yelling at our kids or kicking our dogs or whatever is getting that anger out. When really the experience of anger is more or less something that if you walked by me, if I would say I was sitting in a park and I was experiencing anger, you wouldn't know what was going on. I should be able to lay there, poker face it. Maybe I've got a tear, something like that. But for the most part, it's not me yelling into a pillow or things like that. That's an outward expression of anger. It's not an experience of anger. Now, a few years ago, I had talked about, hey, like angry rap music. And if you think about the great movie 8 Mile, which it's crazy to think, I think it came out 24 years ago. One of the all-time greats in terms of being able to channel anger with music is Eminem. And he is my, if he's not my number one, he's my number two. And so I thought, now, different strokes for different folks, of course, but rap music is my thing. And for related, unrelated to this, something I've noticed lately as far as my workouts go, my strength workouts, my CrossFit workouts, is that for a long time I've used podcasts, like listening to podcasts, as really like my fuel during a workout. I mean, I could do max lifts several years ago listening to Nicole Sachs talk about journal speak. And lately, I've really been trying to amp up a lot of that intensity. And I have found this through music, particularly angry music, and particularly angry rap music. And so even if you're not a rap fan or a rap connoisseur, maybe something that could serve you really well is trying to find some angry rap songs. So that'd be fun. I could go over some of the ones that I really love. I think that the best angry rap song, and don't come for me, I don't listen to a lot of like underground rap or things like that. But to me, the greatest nuclear diss track of all time, oops, that was Audrey texting me. The greatest angry diss track of all time is Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, featuring the Outlaws. Widely considered the angriest diss track ever recorded. If you've ever seen the music video, it's Tupac, but then it's people that look like Faith Evans, and it's people that look like Biggie Smalls, and it's people that look like P. Diddy. And Tupac just goes on this raw, unfiltered, dangerous rap about them. So Hit 'Em Up is one of my favorites. You want to be able to channel some of your anger, be able to experience some of it, because it's not necessarily the words that matter, but the intent behind it. And if that can help you feel that burning in your sternum or burning in your chest or burning in your neck, that's so helpful when it comes to experiencing anger, Hit 'Em Up by Tupac is a great one. There's No Vaseline by Ice Cube. So if you've ever seen the movie, God, what was it called? Straight Outta Compton, which had, God, I can't remember his name. It's Ice Cube's kid, I think, was the person who played Ice Cube. But it's the whole story about NWA. And after leaving the NWA, Ice Cube dismantled his whole former group, all of them, in one lyrical rage. It was designed to be a me versus all of them. And it really helped sort of define what that 80s and 90s aggression was. Nas, who's like one of the best of all time, one of the best lyricists of all time, he did a song, I think it's pronounced Ether. And really, like, his approach is a little bit different. He's got a little bit more of a calm tone. He's not screaming like Eminem is. This was against Jay-Z, and it's kind of like a colder anger. There's other ones too. Party Up in Here by DMX. That's not necessarily my style. Kim by Eminem was one of those songs in the early 2000s that I couldn't even, it's so violent and it's so vicious and it's almost like a horror movie where he's talking about Kim, basically. Well, he is talking about Kim. It's awful in the sense of what it is. If you can interpret it as angry art, that's one thing. But it's a disturbed anger. And I can't imagine that album dropping today and being in the mainstream. But if you're curious, go and search or look up Kim by Eminem, and you'll find it. It's on the Slim Shady LP. I think it came out in 2000, maybe late 99. The Way I Am, also by Eminem, one of the best of all time. That's probably right up there with Hit 'Em Up to me, in terms of being able to channel a lot of that. And then you have a little bit more of the social and political protest type thing. Fuck the Police by NWA is great. The Black or the Berry by Kendrick Lamar is another one. So then I started thinking, like, okay, from Eminem's catalog, because when I think of angry hip hop that can help me channel anger, say I'm out on a run where I'm lifting heavy and I'm trying to get into a zone where I'm experiencing anger. And sometimes this means I'm doing a 5x5 back squat with CrossFit linchpin and I need to find a couple extra kilos to be able to lift. But other times this is, hey, I don't feel like I'm in a place to journal right now. I'm feeling some pain or I'm feeling some symptoms and I need to be able to experience this. And I'm having a tough time accessing this anger. I mentioned Kim. There's a great one from Eminem called Go to Sleep. That's about Benzino and Ja Rule. And it is brutal. Came out when I was a senior in high school. And he just carves them up, slices and dices. Again, I wouldn't say this song was mainstream. But it was something that it's go to sleep, bitch, die, motherfucker, die. And that's the whole song is him going off about Ja Rule, Jeffrey Atkins in this lyric. The Way I Am, also, I talked about that earlier. Soldier came out in 02, deals really with like the legal troubles of Eminem, but it's cold and calculated. And it's a little bit more of if you've ever seen No Country for Old Men and that anger that Anton Chigurh, the main character, has. That's kind of what it reminds me of. No Apologies came out in 06. Till I Collapse might be Eminem's best known song over the last 25 years to the mainstream, like songs that have been released in the last 25 years. It's something that it's in workout videos. It's in hype videos for sports teams. It's one of the greatest workout songs of all time. That can harness some anger. To me, it's more of a really get you in the zone kind of thing. It's not necessarily for anger, but there's Rabbit Run, which is, it's on the 8 Mile soundtrack. Again, one of my favorite ones ever. Nail in the Coffin is great. The Sauce is great. Not Alike, which is from Kamikaze, where he goes after Machine Gun Kelly. It's hard to believe that that song is now 8 years old. That's something worth checking out. So I guess in short, in this 9 or 10 minute podcast, I'm using a different microphone, by the way. I'm recording inside the car. It's not as good as my home setup, but I thought that this actually sounded pretty darn good. So I thought maybe I would leverage this for today. So, hey, I'm so happy that you're here. I've got an interview scheduled for next week. Lisa Schlossberg is coming back on the podcast. And then there's a couple others that have approached me and that I've approached about having on this show. So happy that you're here again. Check me out, the Mind and Fitness Podcast, Eddie at the Mind and Fitness Podcast. And you can, of course, go to patreon.com/the Mind and Fitness Podcast to learn more. Thanks so much for being here.